Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good to have you with us on this Thursday morning. I really do. I say that, but I mean it. I'm glad you're with us. I appreciate you listening. And I'm always kind of, people come up to me and say, oh, I love your show. I'm like, oh, man, thanks for listening. I really do. I just appreciate it. I know you have choices, and you choose us, and I never take it for granted. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Joins us every Thursday to preview what's in the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, very good to be here. One of our top stories is about how a drug den was seized and destroyed here in Santa Rosa County in the South End. And so we went down there. We saw them give a press conference, the sheriff and also County Commissioner Colton Wright. And then after that, they had an excavator just tear this mobile home that was in the all the Americas subdivision down there, just tore it to smithereens. And what I found out is that the owner of that home is Damian Cleish, and he had been arrested many, many times. And the last time he was arrested was for opioids and different kind of drug dealing and trafficking. But he has not been convicted yet. I thought that was interesting. But they can take it through an NREM, I-N-REM action. And so it doesn't require a conviction. And you can just go ahead and take that home. Because they said they had responded to that home over 76 times.
Yeah.
Because of different disturbances. It was definitely a nuisance property. So they have hopefully taken the situation, made the neighborhood a lot safer.
We also had, you guys have a story about how we got a new fire station coming, or is it already here, or what's going on here?
Well, so right now, Midway Fire, they are in a situation where there have been so many new subdivisions that have been built on this peninsula that Midway Fire is now dealing with, like, some of the subdivisions have 30 homes, some have 400 homes.
Yeah.
So they have got so many more homes, you know, that are under their responsibility. The current fire station is about to be paid off, so they're going to go ahead and just continue their mortgage on the new fire station, and it's going to be on Abercrombie Road. So they're looking forward to that. They're hoping to break ground in 2024, in the beginning part of 2024. And so that will definitely add to the abilities for people to have a responsive fire department in case anything were to go wrong.
Very good. You also have a story about, on a related subject, how fire inspections can help prevent bad things from happening, right?
Yeah, and this was news to me. I didn't realize that if you live in the Midway Fire District, you can get a free fire inspection of your home. And we have a story about a woman who had bought a home that was really new, one of the newer construction homes, and she had someone come out and take a look at what she needed to have done. And she was very surprised because her house actually did not meet the recommendations for the number of fire smoke alarms and how to maintain her what's that thing called the fire putter outer thing?
Fire extinguisher?
Yes, fire extinguisher.
I personally like fire putter outer thing, though. All hyphenated, by the way.
Yeah, well, it's very descriptive.
Language is to communicate,
yeah,
and you have communicated effectively the functionality of the device, so it's fine.
And if your house is older, you certainly need to have someone come out and take a look at it to make sure that you have. And the nice thing about this whole thing, it's completely free.
Yeah.
Completely free. So all you do is make an appointment with the Midway Fire inspector, and he will come out and take a look at your home and tell you what needs to be done. So if there's no obligation.
And they'll make sure that the fire putter outer thing is working right. They'll make sure that the fire wake you uppy thing will work right. You know, all of the relevant stuff. If you need to have a get out of your house in the fire device, you know, they have that too. So, you know, that's all good.
That's right. That is right.
Songwriters Festival, right?
Kick it off. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. This is so much fun. If you've never been to the Songwriters Festival, these are the songs that you might have heard on the radio, sung by and performed by the people who actually write them. And they are entertainers in their own right.
Yeah.
And they can, you know, sometimes they perform the song a little bit different, but they can also tell you why they wrote the song, what the song, you know, is about.
Yeah.
And it's such an intimate opportunity to get to know them and to get out and enjoy some of the places that may be too crowded to go during the high season. And so I definitely ask everyone to go. It starts from the 3rd through the 8th, and we have a schedule in Splash Magazine as well. And so please get out and enjoy that. It's just a really treasure that we are able to offer in this area.
No, it's really cool because it's like you said, you get the writer's perspective on what the song meant, but you get the writer's version of the song too, which is, you know, going to be somewhat different from how the, you know, whoever performed it eventually. And they can, you know, but it's almost like, you know, how when somebody does a song and then somebody covers that song, this is like the opposite of a cover. It's the originator giving you what really was the first version of what that song was supposed to sound like a pre-cover or something. And I don't know. I just always, it's like you say, it's intimate. It's interesting. It's entertaining. They really are just wonderful things. You guys also have stories about the Gulf Breeze Dolphins going against Pace this tomorrow night. Splash Magazine is inside, and just the paper is always chock full of stuff. It's an amazing product that you guys put out every week. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday at this time. Lisa, thank you for keeping us informed. Thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Well, be sure and take care of your fire putter outer thingy, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
And the wake you up in the middle of the nighty thingy. That's awesome. You're the best. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.